Sam El Paso.
News Radio 690 KTSM presents the El Paso History Show with documentary filmmaker Jackson Polk and historian Melissa Sargent, streaming live at ktsmradio.com. Brought to you by Patrick Tuttle Legacy Real Estate Services, 915-585-7777. And by Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant and Cantina, making the old Griggs recipes in a new location at 6761 Donovan Drive. By Monterey Asset Management. By Keystone Heritage Park on Donovan Drive, 915-584-0563. And by Mission Del Rey, 1421 Lee Trevino, with El Paso souvenirs and gift shopping. And now, El Paso History with Melissa Sargent and Jackson Polk.
Yeah, well, good morning already, Jackson.
Good morning.
Here, along with Melissa. You're here?
Yeah.
You are here. We are here. Hey, it's the El Paso History Radio Show. You did find us. Call your mother.
Call your mother.
And tell your mother that, hey.
Listen in.
Well, a lot of people do that. We're generational. We've been on 20 years. Some people have, you know, multiple generations listening. If one forgets, call them. Anyway, we're the place to learn about El Paso history. And you did not learn it in public school in El Paso, generally speaking, because they don't teach it in curriculum. So that's why we're here. It's not really a class or a schoolroom. It's more like fun, hey, did you know kind of stuff. And we still say Texas history begins in El Paso. So there, what do you think?
That's right. Well, I think it's a good thing, yes. And, you know, the great thing is we're spreading beyond our limits here.
That's
just
true.
In El Paso. We go out on ktsmradio.com, and you can click on the iHeartRadio link, or where you can listen to us anywhere on the planet. In fact, I had a young lady couldn't find the link on our Facebook page today, and I sent it off to her. So hopefully, hello, I hope you're listening.
We always put it at the top of the promo. If you miss it, there you are. But anyway, ktsmradio.com or iHeartRadio, and iHeartRadio. Well, I heard something. And look us up on 690. Anyway, the thing is, we're out there. We got people in Pennsylvania, North Carolina, some in Maine. And you have some friends in California.
Yeah.
Plus, I have a cousin across Texas that listens on a regular basis.
Ah.
So, you know, we're getting out there. Anyway, that's life. Okay, so Pepe's is closed today.
Yes.
And totally closed.
No takeout.
No takeout, no nothing, nada. He's
nada.
Paranoid, quite rightly so, about the liquor people coming taking his liquor license.
Yeah,
hey, you're open selling tacos? Well, bust you. So Pepe's is totally closed today. He says, he called me this morning, he says he'll likely be open Wednesday, but he's not guaranteed.
That's a wait and see what's going on.
Call him on Wednesday and see what that's about.
Or go check his Facebook page, because they'll be updating on there also.
Yeah, I told him, please put it on Facebook for sure. So you got a Mission Del Rey thing?
Yeah, well, don't forget there's a Mission Del Rey weekly $20 radio show coupon for online orders. And their store's basically closed right now also, I believe.
Online open.
But yeah, I was just going to say, but yeah, it doesn't stop you from shopping with them. If you go to www.missiondelrey.com, they got some great sales going on too. I was on there checking it out. And their number, if you want to give them a call, see what's up, because I think you can still pick up. So call them at 915-440-2140.
And they'll ship across the country. You
want
to do your Christmas shopping online? Think about Mission Del Rey. They're good people. You got a history moment today?
Yes, I do. And it's all about the nickname attached to the soldiers in World War I, Doughboy. And I'm not talking about the Pillsbury Doughboy. So.
This isn't the one where they got called gringos. That was a different war.
No. This was later on.
Grass.
It was fascinating. It actually started here in El Paso.
Oh, my God. We'll have to see about that. Okay. We want to. It's almost November the 11th, and we have a veteran in the house. I want to thank Bernie Sargent for being a veteran, sir, and being here today.
Thank you. Appreciate that.
Welcome here. And
thank you to all the other veterans and their families.
They're everywhere, and we got a bunch of them listening, I'm sure. So thank you guys for what you've done in the past. And also, you're today you wear many a hat. I see you got one on now. But you're the Texas Trost Society, or Trost Society President. It's not Texas anymore, is it?
No.
It's just Trost Society President, Bernie Sargent, our guest. And you're going to report on a tour of the renovated Paso del Norte Hotel downtown.
We'll talk a little bit about that.
And also, guess who we have with you this morning by the magic of telephony? And that would be Margaret Smith, one of those Trost people. You're a Trost people, right, Margaret?
Yes. Good morning.
Hey, Margaret.
So your grandfather was one of the Gustavus Augustus guys.
Yeah.
Great-grandfather, right? Or which was it?
My grandfather.
Okay, your grandfather. Okay. So then his brother would be Henry, so that Henry's your great-uncle or something.
Yeah.
Something.
Correct.
It's interesting to see what you do, because you've sort of picked up the mantle of the Trost family, and you sort of like pushing a lot of things. And when you came to town, what was it? Bernie, she was here, what, 2014?
Well, for the dedication ceremony that we had downtown?
That's when I first met you.
Me too. I had no idea who she was, and her lovely mother. who yes. probably is listening this morning also.
Hi, Mom.
Albuquerque, right.
That's right.
Mom's in New Mexico. So anyway, we got all you guys here. Bernie, how do you want to start this off? Because we have a fabulous hotel downtown. Mm-hmm. It was originally built and owned by Zach White, wasn't it?
Yes, sir.
What else do we need to know about that thing?
Well, the interesting thing about El Paso is it just exploded in growth. If you're talking about the 1860 period, the Civil War period, so to speak, there was only a couple hotels in El Paso, the Central being one of them. As the community grew, especially after the railroad came in 1881, it exploded. So by the year 1900, we had 47 hotels in downtown El Paso, and only a handful of them could be considered somewhat luxurious.
Were they all adobe or some wooden?
No. They were sticks and mortar, but they weren't as, let's just say, it's like staying in a Motel 6 on steroids.
Oh, my.
And so
I don't even want to think about that. I don't want to see that picture.
Well, at least they had electricity, so they could leave light on for you.
Ah, okay.
Yeah. Oh.
But, yeah, well, Christmas music playing on the radio. Well, already this morning, we had to go there. Yeah.
We were singing Christmas songs on
that's
the way
right.
in.
La, 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 la.
I know.
Move back to where we were.
Yeah, that's for Margaret's adulation. Anyway, so people like Zach White and a few others said, you know, I think we need to have a first-class hotel. And the whole foray started into what can we do, how can we design it, and who do we get to design it? And that's where Margaret plays into it with her relatives, the Trost and Trost company that they had.
Well, when did the Trost crowd, Margaret, first show up and start building things? Because this hotel was 1912, right, 1912?
Yeah.
Okay, but
so actually, in 1910, Andrew Rees, a member of the Chamber of Commerce, wrote an article in the El Paso Times stating that El Paso did need a fancy, high-class hotel. So it was in 1911 that they formed the El Paso Hotel Company with people like Zach Wright, Felix Martinez, McNary. And they were the gentlemen who had put together the idea and started the wheels to build this hotel. Now, the interesting part is they went to a architect in New York, Andrews and Company from New York, to do the project for them. Now, Andrews and Company at the time was working on a $6 million hotel in Pittsburgh. So they really wanted this firm to do the hotel, so they came up with a $100,000 bonus just to get them to come and do the hotel, to draw the plans for the hotel.
Wow. I'll do it for
so
that.
So they were able to raise that money. So in April, they had the plans for the hotel. It was to be six stories with a mezzanine floor, and it would cost about $600,000. So they started working on the plans, and then it wasn't until July that the plans were accepted for the new hotel. It was supposed to be with ornamental brick, concrete, and designer terracotta. They wanted it to be 300 rooms and I think seven stories high at that time. So
Margaret.
So then the main entrance was to be off El Paso Street that centers in San Antonio. So that would be where the main lobby area would be.
Margaret, I'm going to ask you. Margaret, I'm going to ask you to pick up that phone. I think you're on speakerphone. It's squeaking on us. Can you pick it up and hold?
Yep.
It? We won't hurt your arm.
That's not the phone. That's Margaret.
No,
that's
it wasn't.
Okay. That's okay.
That's why we ask people to not use a speakerphone.
Start calling her squeaky.
It's slightly feeding back there. Oh no, you sound better already. Keep going.
Is this better? Okay.
Oh yes, much.
Okay, so the women who came to the hotel, the entrance for women and carriages would be on the west side of San Antonio. And then the lobby was to be about 44 by 60 square feet, and it would be two stories with all white marble. Okay, so the lobby and the dining room would be two stories and everything, with six side rooms off the main lobby. So then if you traveled up to the mezzanine floor, that would be the women's department. So there would be a women's parlor, writing rooms, reading rooms, four private dining rooms, a lounging room. That's where women would be. Now, if you traveled down to the basement, the plan was to have a Rathskeller, a bar, billiards, bowling, barbershop, a Turkish bath, sample rooms, a carpenter shop. That was all below.
Sounds like Las Vegas.
Did they build a swimming pool originally into the place?
Yes, I think so.
Okay. And I want to ask you another question while you're rummaging around in the basement there. Did they actually connect that building in the basement with tunnels to other buildings?
Probably.
Ah.
You have to look at the plans to really be sure on that.
Somebody doing demolition.
I know a lot of buildings they used to back then.
Somebody doing demolition in the street told me they saw an entrance going into the hotel that had been bricked up. But so anyway, enough of that. Moving on to the actual original hotel. We're talking to Margaret Smith out of Arizona. Her family is the Trost family who designed the building. And you have to get to why how they kicked out the other designer and how Trost came in. But we're also talking about the Paso del Norte Hotel that is now kind of, Bernie, it's really open, isn't it?
It is open.
But it's not grand opening yet.
No, they've postponed it a handful of times already because of the COVID situation.
So you can go inside now? I don't know about now.
They really discourage going there, as most hotels do downtown.
But they do have for guests?
They do, but you have to call ahead, and then you've got to show ID when you get there.
All right, Margaret, back to what happened that Trost got the contract?
Okay, so we're in 1911. By September now, they're all set to go. So they have to actually knock down some of the buildings that are standing in the way.
Yeah, the Guarantee Shoe Store and Kohlberg Cigar Shop.
Oh, okay.
And the Happy Hour building.
And the Happy Hour building, yes.
Oh, no, not Happy Hour.
There was a very unhappy time for the Happy Hour.
Yeah, they had to demolish Happy Hour.
Well, what about that saloon that was there originally, the Dow Saloon?
Well, that was long gone.
Long gone? Okay.
Yeah, that was long gone.
All right, move on.
Long gone. Yeah.
So
in October, Mr. McNary, who was the first national bank, he traveled to St. Louis to secure finances for this hotel. Because you figure $600,000, you're looking at a huge amount of money back then. So he went to St. Louis to try to help with financing and stuff like that. So finally, the final plans came out in November of 1911. It was now supposed to be 9 stories with 300 rooms, and now they've added a rooftop garden on top of it.
Why not?
Yeah. So the 2 additional stories cost $40,000. So now the building's total cost is about $655,000. And all the people, because you have people subscribe to building the hotel. They would donate money as a subscription to be owner. So they had to go back to all the people who were subscribers to the hotel and ask them to increase their amount of subscription up to 20%.
Let me ask you, we need to take a break here, Margaret. What was the total stories on that? Wasn't it 10?
Yes.
Okay, we're going to get to that after the break. Also, you're going to tell us about concrete. Because this was not an Adobe 10-story building.
No.
See, that's, of course, what the Trost people were famous for. They brought concrete to El Paso. So Margaret Smith is on the phone. Bernie Sargent's here with us. We're going to talk more about this Hotel Paso del Norte in a minute. But, Melissa, we should probably take a break. You got Facebook rolling?
We've got Facebook rolling. I haven't got the pictures of our guests up yet, but we've still got a lot of people are commenting. We had a lot of people who are interested in the show, over 9,000 views of the page, so that's a good thing.
That's a good thing for the promo.
It's nice to know people are really interested in the history.
It is. History of El Paso coming back after the break here. Call us if you think you need to. We will take phone calls today.
Yes, we will.
That number is
915-544-5876 or 915-544-KTSM.
Monterey Asset Management is proud to sponsor the El Paso History Show. If you're tired of the ups and downs of the stock market, maybe you should invest in real estate. Monterey Asset manages apartments in El Paso and helps investors buy, hold, and sell properties. To learn more about the many benefits and long-term appreciation of investing in real estate, call Certified Property Manager Ray Baca at 915-592-4549. Call Monterey Asset Management to discuss your personal financial needs at 592-4549.
Guys, none of us want to admit we might have ED, but it affects more than half of men over 55. Oasis Men's Health offers a revolutionary treatment that uses acoustic wave energy to treat ED with no pills, no shots, no surgery. If you have ED or Peyronie's disease, call Oasis Men's Health today at 575-652-4444. That's 575-652-4444. 575-652-4444.
Talk El Paso is going daily. Join host Andrew J. Polk Monday through Friday from 4 to 5 p.m. on News Radio 690 KTSM for the Borderlands' only live local talk radio show focused on what the news means for you. Election season is already reaching a fever pitch, and we'll have the latest updates and developments as we get closer to Election Day and beyond. Follow us on Facebook or call in during the show to 915-544-5876 to join me for Talk El Paso live weekdays 4 to 5 p.m. right here on News Radio 690 KTSM.
El Paso's News Radio 690 KTSM.
And now let's turn back the pages of time and return to the El Paso History Show. Brought to you by Patrick Tuttle Legacy Real Estate Services, 915-585-7777. Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant, 6761 Donovan Drive. By Monterey Asset Management. By Mission Del Rey, 1421 Lee Trevino with El Paso Souvenirs and Gift Shopping. By Keystone Heritage Park on Donovan Drive, 915-584-0563. Here again, El Paso History with Melissa Sargent and Jackson Polk.
We be talking near History of El Paso as we always do on Saturday mornings. Call somebody if you think they'd be interested in this, because that's kind of how we've been getting around quite a bit. The ratings are pretty good for everybody's locked up in their houses now. Yeah. Oh, it's on Saturday morning.
Yeah.
And so here we are, and it's a good thing for El Paso history is something that just is not taught in our schools. And I sort of thought history was boring when I was in schools in El Paso. And they never told me any of this good stuff that happened here.
We didn't
locally.
Have good teachers for that kind of stuff.
Well, they didn't teach it at all. I mean, I'm talking about World War II and Europe and all that. Like, oh, that's nice, but how many dates can I remember in Europe? Like, none. That's just none. But anyway, to the point here, we've got Bernie Sargent in-house. Second hour, we're doing the hotel first hour. Second hour, Bernie, you're going to take a look at the Civil War.
Yeah, talk a little bit about Civil War and then... When we get done with that, there's a couple of folks that were heavily involved with the Civil War as it pertained to El Paso and the Southwest. We'll talk about them.
But it wasn't necessarily a shooting war in El Paso, but it affected El Paso dramatically.
It did.
So
it
we'll
did.
Talk about that.
A lot of impact.
And that voice of Bernie Sargent, he's the same guy that was on the ABC 7 series we did for almost 2 years on ABC 7, the newscast.
Mm-hmm.
Those little pieces, about 3 minutes each, are now put together and are online at youtube.com/ElPasoHistoryTV. And we also have the El Paso Gold DVD series on there. So there's two playlists, and that just takes you on the playlist. Above and beyond the playlist, there's another 100 or so videos about El Paso history there. So if you really want to learn something, youtube.com/ElPasoHistory. Also, we have got people looking at us on there. We have new people every week. We'll announce them. Cesar Montanez came on 10/31/20. And here's a number. I don't know who this is. BNG123OIC, whoever that is. They showed up as a member of our YouTube family now. And it's an interesting thing. You can like us on Facebook, right, Melissa?
Yes, you can like us on Facebook, the El Paso History Radio Show Facebook page. And we also have other things you can see besides just what's going on our show. We occasionally post other items, the El Paso History Moments. And I just posted up right now that we've got SaveTexasHistory.org. It's got an essay contest coming up. So I just saved it to I'm going to save it to our page.
You can do that from home.
That's right. So you can still, kids, I believe they give a cash prize on that one or a scholarship. I'm not
scholarships,
sure.
Scholarships, yeah.
Well, that's cool. Also, so, you've got the hikes coming up here. There's a hike tomorrow, which I don't know where this is.
Yeah, well, you know, it's kind of cool because they're doing the 17th of November is the National Hiking Days. So they're getting ready for this. You have one going up to Avispa Canyon Crash Site. So is that related to another?
I don't know. See, I don't know which one that is. That's tomorrow morning, November the 8th.
Maybe it's Vespa. They crashed a Vespa.
A-V-I-S-P-A. They had a Vespa with wings on it. I don't call up Jim Diego.
Well, we'll be giving that out because also they've got something that's really funny. Since we're being closed down on a lot of things, Celebration for Mountains is sponsoring. The Frontera Land Alliance is having a virtual hike at Knapp Land with environmentalist Judy Ackerman. And you can learn more about the local native plants and geology. And so that's going to be available to see. And go to the Celebration for Mountains website or call Jim Tolbert at 915-525-7364.
And Jim, if you're not up already, I hope somebody calls you and wakes you up.
Yeah.
So there. All right. The deal about the hotel in downtown El Paso. Bernie, you're telling me that was the first high-rise hotel?
It was, well, the Sheldon was pretty tall, but this one was much taller.
Sheldon was like 6 or 7 stories. Yeah. Mm-hmm. It burned down from the top down.
Yeah, in the 20s.
Oh, my God. So that was a bad thing.
It was.
So this one was kind of across the street, down the plaza a little bit, across the plaza.
Yes.
All right. And, Margaret, what else do we need to know about the history of this building? Because, I mean, you got us up to 9 stories, and it became 10. How did that work? And then, again, how did the Trost guys get the contract?
Well, in the summer of 1911, that's when they decided to add the additional rooftop. And so on the rooftop, there was to be a banquet hall and then also like a garden. In the banquet room, they decided to have, it was just to be all plate glass so you could see city views. So it was in January of 1911 that they changed architects. That's why there was a delay in the hotel, because they decided now just to go with Trost and Trost. So,
and so that just that was a decision. What about that $100,000 in incentive fee that they plunked out to the guys out of New York?
I don't know. I guess they kept it.
Oh my God.
I don't know what they did with the money, but
hotel got even more expensive.
In January of 1912, the Trost and Trost are now have taken over. They've completed the plans, and then work begins in February of 1912.
How long did it take?
It was actually completed by the end of November, by September, November. So it took them approximately 9 months to complete this hotel.
But the big difference with the Trost people is that, I guess it was either your grandfather or your great uncle, the other one, they came in with concrete, reinforced concrete, and that changed the game for everything in town, did it not?
Right. That changed it, because now, before, you would have everything built of wood, and obviously that's going to torch and burn down. And reinforced concrete will stand the test of time. I mean, look, the building was built in 1912, and it's still standing today.
All right, the Trost and Trost crowd there built that hotel, and did they put their faces in the facade anywhere? They did that sometimes.
I haven't found any faces in the facade.
All right, we got to take another break in a minute. But before we take the next break, when did they renovate it and turn it into even a bigger property that like it is today? What was it, in the 80s, 1980s? When was that? Bernie, do you know?
I think it was in the 1980s.
Yeah, it was like 84, 85.
84, okay. Because all of a sudden they took the entire block, and they didn't have it before that. And is that when they killed it? There was a theater they wiped out and a couple other things as they built north.
Yeah, they did. They just kind of took over all that property going north so they could put up the towers.
Oh, wow. So that's what we have today. And that's what's been renovated by the Myers Group, right?
Yes, sir.
Congratulations to the Myers Group. That has not been easy. Working downtown because they had to do a lot of construction with coming and going out of their basement parking lot, I think.
Yes, they did. They did that, plus they across the street for a short period of time, they occupied that. And then they also closed down Overland right behind the hotel.
And that's not permanent, is it?
No.
It's back open?
Yeah. It's back open.
Interesting history in downtown El Paso. We're going to continue talking about this hour. Margaret Smith on the phone from, are you Tucson or where are you?
Phoenix.
She's the big city of Phoenix.
I won't ask you about your politics because that gets us in trouble on it. We never do that, but don't tell me. You know what I mean? But you've been in
Cactus or Saguaro?
Yeah,
there's your politics.
There's your politics. Thank you very much. Saguaro. There you are.
Saguaro.
And Bernie Sargent's with us. And, Andrew J. Polk is in the control room. Thank you kindly, sir.
Yay.
He is the man. He used to do Saturday mornings 9 to 10. Now he does Monday through Fridays 4 to 5 p.m. on Talk El Paso.
Right.
And thank you for being here, dude.
Thanks for doing the show.
And your middle name is Jay. That's James, right? No, I know what it is. We'll see you back in a minute. Call us if you think you need to. Some people can call us and ask a question.
Yeah, they can call it.
We actually have this number up.
That's true. 915-544-5876 or 915-544-KTSM.
El Paso History TV is now available for free on YouTube.com. Take a look at recent ABC7 news reports by Bernie Sargent on El Paso History TV about Waco tanks, the Franklin Mountains, Concordia Cemetery, and more. The YouTube channel also has more than 100 videos about El Paso history with lectures, documentaries, and various history clips.
Go to youtube.com/El Paso History TV and find out how Texas history begins in El Paso.
As a marketer, you want to reach everyone, adults, teens, millennials. But it's not like these groups all hang out together, right? Actually, wrong. They're all listening to radio commercials just like this one. Radio ads connect with 93% of Americans every week. That's more than Google, more than Facebook, more than TV. Reach your customers all in one place. Visit iHeartMedia.com or dial #250 and say advertise with iHeart. That's #250, say advertise with iHeart. And let us help grow your business.
Jay Farner here, CEO of Rocket Mortgage. Making the right financial decisions has never been more important. When you turn to Rocket Mortgage, we can help guide you to those right decisions now, when they matter most. Mortgage rates are near historic lows, so now is a great time to call 8338-ROCKET. And if you need some extra money, a cash-out refinance could give you that financial boost you're looking for. Call today at 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com to learn more.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number.
What does COVID-19 have to do with losing your home? Well, a lot. Cybercrime is up 75% since the virus hit us. Rudy Giuliani here, and if you own a home or property, look out for home title theft, one of the fastest growing crimes. The legal titles to all our homes are online now. All thieves have to do is forge your signature on a quitclaim deed stating you sold your home. Then they take out loan after loan on your home and leave you in debt. You won't know until late payment or eviction notices show up. Homeowners insurance doesn't cover you, and neither do common identity theft programs. That's why I protect my home with Home Title Lock. Home Title Lock puts a barrier around your home's title. The instant they detect tampering, they shut it down. Go to HomeTitleLock.com and register your address to see if you're already a victim. Then use code Rudy for 30 free days of protection. I protect my home with Home Title Lock. Go to HomeTitleLock.com and register your address to see if you're already a victim. That's code Rudy at HomeTitleLock.com.
News Radio 690 KTSM.
And now let's turn back the pages of time and return to the El Paso History Show. Brought to you by Patrick Tuttle Legacy Real Estate Services, 915-585-7777. Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant, 6761 Donovan Drive. By Monterey Asset Management. By Mission Del Rey, 1421 Lee Trevino, with El Paso souvenirs and gift shopping. By Keystone Heritage Park on Donovan Drive, 915-584-0563. Here again, El Paso History with Melissa Sargent and Jackson Polk.
All right, write this number down, 588-1850. Call that, and you'll be in the pocket of Patrick Tuttle. He's Legacy Real Estate Services. Patrick, he's actually an excellent realtor, and you can go to him to buy or sell a home, but also to rent something. He's got a lot of rentals going on. He can rent yours for you. But here's something to think about. Do your knees hurt when you go up and down the stairs in your house?
Yeah.
But I
don't have stairs. So.
You just up and off the curb sometimes is a pain.
Getting out of the car.
But if you have a two-story house like I did, you want it to be a lot shorter, it's really hard to cut the house off. So what you need to do is get a different house.
An elevator.
Well, no. I saw that. I actually looked into that. I thought, oh, this is stupid. But well, you can't put a couch in the elevator if you're going to move it upstairs and downstairs. But anyway, the point being, if you're going to do that, call up Patrick. He can figure out how to do that. He's very good at this stuff. And call him up, 588-1850. Mission Del Rey.
Hey, Mission Del Rey. It, unfortunately, it's had to close their store to customers. And it's terrible because they got their brand new store.
It's huge now.
I know.
Wonderful.
But you can still pick up your orders if you'd like, mainly over, order online because they've got it. You can give them a call if you know there's something you want also. But I would go to their webpage, missiondelray.com, and check it out because they got some great sales.
Just ship it.
Yeah, and they're getting ready for Christmas. So there's all kinds of stuff going on out there. So definitely go by and visit them. And don't forget, you still have a $20 radio show giveaway that you can get for the first 5 listeners who go online and shop. And this week's history code is, as usual, history. But it must be ordered online, and it's a $20 minimum purchase, but that gives you $40 when you think about it versus $20.
And so you could do a lot with that because, look at what's on their website.
They're reasonable.
And they really are, and they got stuff that can be shipped anywhere, and you can sit at home and click it on you. You can order everything on your phone if you had to.
Yeah, and I was checking out, they have some great new blankets. If you're into Native American and such, they've got some great new blankets out there. So it's getting cold. So.
It's eventually going to get cold.
Yeah.
They're going to set another record today, apparently, in El Paso for high
for
heat.
For freezing, right? Freezing
no, hot. That was 2 weeks ago.
No, I...
Oh, my gosh. Anyway.
Let it snow on the radio this morning was kind of funny.
Yeah, we were singing Let It Snow as we're coming over across the kind of
center. Well, we got snow before the people in Maine did and before the people in Colorado, but in some of the northern states.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
We got it before they did. All right, Bernie Sargent's here along with Margaret Smith, and we're talking about the new hotel, the old hotel that's been renovated new. And that's in downtown El Paso. What's the address of that? It's got Margaret, do you know the address of that hotel?
Camino?
Yes.
It
Penn
is.
Henry Trost Court.
Is that
that's right?
Right.
Yes. That's right. It's Henry Trost Court now.
That's that little street between the library, the Museum of Art.
Uh-huh.
And the hotel.
And now, Bernie Sargent, how'd that name get changed to Henry Trost Court?
Well, Mr. Ayoub actually instigated that whole thing.
And Ayoub?
And I found out about it quite by accident. He called me up to ask me for a little information because he was going before city council to seal the deal on the name. And I was trying to convince him to change it to Trost and Trost, but it had already been documented and moving forward.
Oh, so, Henry, that's good.
Yeah, well, I mean, it is good. Yeah, it is good.
Well, Margaret, let me ask you this. Henry was the main guy, but Trost and Trost, it was actually four brothers and three of them were in the architectural business together?
Yes. So there was my grandfather Gustavus, who was the architect, and then my great uncle Adolphus, who was an engineer. So back then, it was very rare that you would have an engineer within an architectural firm.
Well, what is a civil engineer? What kind of guy was he?
Train.
No, he wasn't.
Civil engineer.
A civil engineer. Bernie, I knew the question. Bernie was the toot the horn. But the thing about those guys is, I mean, they were prolific. Take a moment and describe who they were, because I think Henry had training in Chicago at some point, right?
Yes. So Henry actually left. They were born in Toledo, and Henry left Toledo and went to Colorado, where he partnered up with Frank Wesson and did a few buildings in Colorado. Then he left Colorado and ended up in Galveston, Texas, and worked for Nicolas Cage.
Nicolas Cage?
No, not Nicolas. Oh, sorry. I was thinking of that.
Like, wow.
I've been watching movies on Netflix.
Nick well for his age. And even,
that's
no,
a
that's
stretch
not good.
Even for him, yeah. Go ahead.
Yes. Then he headed over to Kansas, where he worked on the state capitol. And then after Kansas, he headed up to Chicago where he worked. And his years in Chicago were not architectural. They were ornamental iron is what he worked on when he was in Chicago.
Oh, that's cool.
And then after Chicago, he went down to Tucson.
Well, why? He's the lead name in that firm, right?
Yes, he's the chief designer.
Okay.
And so when he came to El Paso, my grandfather was already there. He was supervising architect on the Carnegie Library.
Okay.
And then that's when they started the firm.
And so was it the engineer guy that brought in the reinforced concrete? Is that what happened?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
So reinforced concrete was not new in America, but it was new in El Paso. These guys brought it here, right?
Right.
Okay.
So, and everything.
And so all of a sudden buildings got taller, right, Bernie?
Yeah. Question for you, Margaret. Do you know anything of their trip to San Francisco and researching the buildings?
Yeah, apparently he went with Zach White in 1906, right after the earthquake, to look at the buildings and how, you know, they would, how to build them better so they would not, you know, crumble like they did in the earthquake.
Let's take a look at some of the history now that's been exposed. Bernie, you had some pictures that we now have on Facebook, and the Dome Bar, that's still its name, isn't it?
Yes, that's still called the Dome Bar.
And it's not a Tiffany, but it's a Tiffany-like.
Tiffany style.
And somehow they managed to save that during the renovation.
They did. They spent quite a few dollars on it, too.
Can you imagine how close they could come with it?
That's the second renovation they've done on that I know of.
Oh, they took it apart, put it back together, what?
Before, when they were doing the renovation on the towers, they did it. And then they did it again when the Myers Group took over.
So it's a brand new looking, old, but brand new looking.
Yeah.
Because they cleaned it up, no doubt.
They cleaned it up a lot.
And so that bar is spectacular.
It is. It's beautiful.
Now, they don't have the amber room for tequila, but they got a huge room if you want to drink tequila.
This is true. Well, the anticipation is next to the Dome Bar, they have a cigar room. We're going to call it the Churchill Room. It'll be cigars and specialty drinks will be there. And then they're talking about, adjacent to that, a yogurt bar for frozen food.
Frozen yogurt.
Now, you also posted, we got a picture you took and you posted it of the lobby looking all the way through the that kind of looks similar to what it was, except the columns are all mirrors. I mean, you could walk into one of those pretty easy. Boom, yeah. Hey, meet yourself coming and going.
Well, that's in the tower portion that the columns are mirrored.
But they're on the first floor over in the tower area.
Correct.
Okay. And
as you go approach the Dome Bar, they become back to the natural looking, the marble looking construction that they had back in the day.
Is the main desk on the right where you go sign in?
There's several desks, actually. Small desks. They stand independent of each other with glass partitions around them, which was done before the COVID, or the idea was done before the COVID thing. Yeah. So they, so they're kind of independent, standing alone. I think they have at least five or six of those types of desks.
Well, this looks like we just came in the front doors that are on the north side of the building, and you can look all the way through and see the Dome Bar. Is that what I'm looking at here?
Yeah, the round doors.
On the left-hand side is still that staircase up to the mezzanine?
It is. Okay. It is, and they've restored that. I mean, they cleaned it up. It's really, really pretty.
I have a question I want to throw out at you that we had from one of our Facebook folks. That was the Gio Macias, and he said that the McCoy Hotel, which was opened right in 1912.
Oh, George Macias.
Gio.
G-E-O.
That's what I can't read. What can I? Sorry, George.
It's a car. It's a really small car.
Mr. Macias to you.
Yeah.
He was asking about the McCoy, and that was built by Trost. That's what I'm seeing, right,
that
Margaret?
Was
McCoy.
Yeah.
It was?
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
Okay, and that's kind of go ahead.
Go ahead.
Well, it wasn't built. It was designed by him.
Well, it's next to what became the Plaza Theater. Plaza Theater didn't open until like
29.
But so what, the McCoy would have been there with the same time as the Paso del Norte?
Yeah.
Okay.
1916.
Because it's a tall, thin building, too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, okay. So there's another concrete thing going on there.
It's built in the Chicago the Chicago school style. Is that a correct term, Margaret?
Yes.
Okay, okay, and what about the Mills building? That was also a Trost right down there?
Mm-hmm.
And when was that? Yes. When was that? That was
1910?
1912. 12. Oh, all these opened up in 12?
Oh, this town just exploded in 1912.
Wow. Yeah. So where'd they get all the stuff to make concrete out of? Was it coming by trains?
Well, that actually opened a business here.
The Portland Cement.
The Portland Cement factory opened up for that purpose, and then also they exploded and grew even more because of Elfin Butte.
Okay, and that's the area just north of the smelter, that cement company?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. And they were the ones that crunching up the limestone up there.
They were.
Okay, because that used to be a canyon, and now it's just a wide-open space.
Well, the plant's still there, correct?
And well, the remnants of it are.
Remnants, yeah. Not as active.
Rusting,
it's not active in that sense, that
the
building.
Pieces.
But it's a fantastic building, actually. It's kind of almost Art Deco 50s something. I'm not quite sure.
Another major demolition in the future. It won't crash like the Sarco Towers did, but this is a mess in the making. Anyway, enough of that. Back to downtown. The downtown area exploded. How was that taken, either you, Bernie, or you, Margaret? How did that fit with what was going on here? Was everybody happy about that?
I'm sure there was some trepidation, but the concept of having a community grow like it was actually at one time considered to be the fastest growing and perhaps the nucleus of Texas because it was growing so fast. And we had so much money that was moving back and forth across the border legally that they opened the federal building,
courthouse?
No. Can't remember the term.
Where was it?
It's over on Texas, right along the freeway there. What do they call it? Federal Reserve.
Federal Reserve. Okay.
Federal Reserve, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, but because there was so much money going in and out of Mexico through El Paso. So it was booming and it was really going.
We got to take another break here, come back and talk about what was going on in the lobby of that hotel in the early 1900s. That's where the cattle people showed up, right? Ah, yes, it was. We'll talk about.
In fact, they attempted to be the first occupants of the rooms. They wanted to have their big cattle gathering there.
Oh, interesting. Yeah. All right. Margaret Smith on the phone. Bernie's here, and we're going to talk more about that in a minute. We'll still throw the phone number. You don't have to call if you don't, but they're fine. But, a lot of people have called up in the past and said, stop giving out the phone number. We want to hear the story.
Well,
so
what do you want me to do? You want to give it out or not?
I suppose.
544-5876 or 915-544-KTSM.
Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant and Cantina serves the old Griggs Mexican food recipes in a new location at 6761 Donovan Drive. Enjoy great New Mexican food with cold beer and the Juan and only margarita from the Cantina. The managers and cooks from the original Griggs restaurant serve tacos, combination plates, and sopapillas. Get the best Mexican food in the valley at Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant and Cantina, 6761 Donovan, near Loop 375. Call 877-2152.
Walgreens has always been there to make caring for your health easier, and they still are, this time with Medicare. Simply visit walgreens.com/Medicare. There you can easily find the best, most affordable plan for you. Walgreens, they make Medicare easy.
iHeartRadio is the number one choice for music, radio, and podcasts, all in one. No one makes it easier to hear everything you love in one free app.
I love that podcasts are free.
Pretty much any podcast you want is right there.
Love Crime Junkie. That's my addiction.
I really love Stuff You Should Know.
The Daily is another great one.
So good.
You name it, they got it.
What everybody's listening to.
It's free.
If you're not one of the tens of millions who have the app, download iHeartRadio for free today and start listening.
iHeartRadio.
Hey, remember the last time you had to change a light bulb? Yes, you. Yes, a light bulb. You were considering switching to energy-saving bulbs, but weren't sure if they were worth it, right? Guess how much an energy-efficient bulb can save you over its lifespan? Actually, guess. The answer is over $500. The same as 100 burgers, 200 cups of coffee, and 17 trips to refuel the car. It's also so much better for the environment. The world has agreed on a set of global goals to help end poverty and make our way of life on this planet more sustainable. Join us at undp.org/global goals to find out more about what you can do. And next time you need a new light bulb, just picture all that money in your pocket.
Talk El Paso is going daily. Join host Andrew J. Polk weekdays at 4 with the Borderlands' only live local talk radio show, breaking down the impact of the news and taking your calls. That's Talk El Paso live Monday through Friday at 4 right here on News Radio 690 KTSM.
News Radio 690 KTSM. TSM El Paso.
And now let's turn back the pages of time and return to the El Paso History Show. Brought to you by Patrick Tuttle Legacy Real Estate Services, 915-585-7777. Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant, 6761 Donovan Drive. By Monterey Asset Management. By Mission Del Rey, 1421 Lee Trevino, with El Paso souvenirs and gift shopping. By Keystone Heritage Park on Donovan Drive, 915-584-0563. Here again, El Paso History with Melissa Sargent and Jackson Polk.
Got to tell you about the Frontera Land Alliance. They protect forever natural areas. You give them some land, they'll keep it. Just keep it.
Yeah.
But out of you know, working farms and ranches, if you want to keep them for future generations, as is, West Texas, southern New Mexico, any region of the Chihuahuan Desert, FronteraLandAlliance.org, 351-8352 in El Paso. And they're a pretty good crowd there. They're into all kinds of stuff. And they've got some extra push going on. They got some grant writers now, so they're getting serious.
Well, that helps to have it. Yeah, because there's a lot of grants. There's a lot of things to do. It's not easy to always write a grant. So.
No, it's not.
So. And McGoffin State Home, they're McGoffin Home Historic Site, thank you. Was not open, as far as we know, this time, but they are doing some of their classes online on Facebook. So if you want to find out more about it, go to their Facebook page or give them a call at 915-533-5147 to find out when they're going to be open.
The most historic house in El Paso, undoubtedly, because it is the only, in the city limits, the only state historic site that we have. Right, Bernie? Mm-hmm.
Yes, it is.
There's a second state historic site in the county, and you know what that is.
Hueco.
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 Hueco tanks. So there. All right. And we've got a lot of historic buildings. Margaret, how many designations of historic does the Paso del Norte Hotel have? At least one or two, or what? How does that work?
I think to National Register of Historic Places, I know it's on.
Well, it is an historic place. And we were talking about the history. Do you remember the stories about how the cattle barons used to congregate there? I remember seeing movies mm-hmm. that were shot in that place, and there were all these cattle people rustling each other. What were they doing?
I think
trying to
the
sell
lobby
steaks.
Was the actual area for a lot of meetings with cattlemen and businessmen. So,
well, there
when
was
it
a,
first opened.
There was a big cattle business in northern Mexico, mm-hmm. some huge ranches down there. And so I know that was that was part of the deal there. So that was one thing I wanted to mention. What movie was that? Do you remember, Bernie? I remember seeing a movie, some famous people. And I forget what it was. I mean, if you know what it is, call us up. I'd be glad to remember it with you. But there was a movie in El Paso that had some bunch of cattle people in the hotel, and that was it. So I think, who was that? I can see the shot. I don't have a good memory of movies. Anyway, but that's part of the history here. Because cattle used to be a big thing. And I remember this one picture I've seen somewhere of a cattle drive going right down El Paso Street.
Mm-hmm.
And what the heck was that all about?
Well, they used to drive them through town, but also they had the conventions here too, the cattle conventions. Those were really big things, and that might be what you're thinking of.
Maybe.
Along those lines. But no, we didn't get a lot of those. I did some reading on that one time, and those were mostly to the east of us or up in New Mexico, but we really only had a couple of them come through El Paso.
There wasn't any need to bring cattle here necessarily because we were so far from anything else. It was a railhead, obviously. But I do remember that hotel was instrumental in conventions.
Oh, yeah.
Back in the day, the Women's Club would go be called by the Chamber of Commerce. Hey, we've got 600 people coming in by train.
Come down and host.
And they'd say, well, where are we going to put them all? The hotel gets full. So they put them on cots in people's houses. But the Women's Club, I remember when we did that video, they were talking about how the Women's Club was organizing the parties and the balls and everything. Yeah. And they could party outside quite a bit.
They were the event coordinators of the day. How about that?
They were.
And then the Chamber of Commerce would ring them up and say, hey, we got a convention. And what the railroad would do, they would give like a $15 round trip anywhere in Texas on the rail.
Mm-hmm.
So that's like, you got to be kidding. But no, they weren't. They really wanted to get the business in here.
They need to do that now. See, there's a promotion for El Paso. $15 ride the train to El Paso. It'll be 6 weeks to get here, but that's okay.
With our current reputation, they may not want to come here, but that's another matter.
Well, a couple of updates for the hotel. Right now, they're at 33,000 square feet of hospitality section, conference rooms and stuff like that. One of the rooms is even named after Trost.
Oh, good.
Yeah, it's kind of nice.
Take us up the hotel. They put new elevators in there.
Yeah, Brandon, well, the elevators have all been retrofitted. I know historically you'd go there and kind of wait patiently or impatiently for an elevator to show up. And one out of three were working. Well, they're all working now. In fact, there's a nice piece of artwork in the elevator, and I think Margaret can talk about that piece of artwork.
Artwork.
Margaret. Oh, the coat of arms. It was designed by Henry Trost, and the sculpture Z-Roy, I don't know if I'm saying his name correctly, was actually the one who sculptured it, but Henry designed it.
Mm-hmm. Well, so he was a German artist that Henry met in Tucson. Actually, he met in California and took to Tucson to work with him.
Well, if you take that elevator all the way to the top, in the old days of the original building, KTSM Radio started on top of that building. Wow. They had the antenna up there, and they had their studios up there. And I remember hearing Jack Wright talk about how he had, on a cold day, jump out of the elevator, run across the roof, and jump into the studio. I mean, that was not very cold very often, but I remember hearing that story. That went away pretty quick. But that was one of the history things on there. But also, talk about the ballroom up on top. What's that all about?
Margaret? Oh, now?
Margaret?
Margaret, yeah. Margaret, go ahead.
the ballroom, that was the where they held the banquets. Actually, on December 5th, they held the first banquet up on the top of the ballroom. They had gentlemen from New York, St. Louis. The mayor made speeches. Now, the hotel officially opened. Okay, it was on November 24th, which is a Monday, that the first person registered at the hotel.
Mm-hmm.
That was Zach White. So he comes down from his home, signs the registration card, and then he goes home.
Oh, and stays home.
Stay in the hotel.
Well, you know, talk about that registration book. I heard they had a very famous ledger of very famous names. Did anybody ever figure out what happened to that book?
Ooh.
I mean,
I don't know.
Everybody in the world signed it at some point.
Yeah, because a lot of movie stars came and stayed there.
If anybody's got that book, call us. We want to know about that.
We'll leave your name.
The first person to stay in the hotel was Mr. MJ Wynn. He was the manager of the Warrays racetrack. He stayed there with his two daughters. So the first rooms that were occupied was 432, 434, and 436 were the first rooms occupied.
Is that important? I guess it is, because you know it.
Yeah.
That makes it important.
But then on Tuesday, that's when on 26th of November, that's when they opened it up to the public. So that evening from 7 to 9, the public could come and see the hotel. Now, they could see the lobby, the mezzanine, and the third floor is what they let them tour. It got so crowded that they had to actually close the doors because too many people were coming in to see the hotel. Jeez.
Oh, wow.
I remember that ballroom when I was a kid. I was up in there. I attended something up there. But it was when they renovated the hotel with the new towers, I think they closed that and put air conditioning equipment in there. And now they've opened that back up, right?
Yes, they have.
Opened it. Yeah,
and the swimming pool up there.
It's open and well, I don't know if anybody's using it today, but it's
it may not. Well, today they
they're ice skating.
Yeah, it might be put their feet.
Actually,
in,
with the high 80s today, but also
probably heated too.
That was the area up there where they actually stood there and watched the Mexican Revolution.
They did.
Did anybody get shot up there?
No, but there's some pockmarks in the side of the building where perhaps somebody took an aim.
Did they keep those for posterity?
They're still there.
My goodness, pockmarks.
Well,
on
they actually. They did actually in 1914 have a bullet hit the wall, go through the glass, go through a window of the Hotel Pasadena.
Well, back in that time frame, they were shooting 50 caliber rifles over there.
Mm-hmm.
And that can go a ways if it's aimed at your hotel from across the river. It'll make it.
Yeah.
Oh, my.
Yeah. So there was a gentleman who was a rum seller. He sold rum, traveling salesman, and he was in the room. He didn't get hurt, but the bullet traveled through the window.
Well, that's not a good legacy to have, but that's what that hotel has. Talking about the Paso del Norte, it's open, but if you're a guest, you have to go through the details of COVID to get there, so maybe wait a little bit.
They have over 330 rooms right now, and they have an ionization process in each and every room that every 10 minutes it reionizes the room to kill 99% of the virus.
What if you're in there when that hits the fan? No?
Well, if your name's virus, you're done.
You're dead. Yeah. Okay, enough of that. Bernie Sargent obviously is here. Because that's how this works. And we appreciate that. Margaret, thank you for joining us on this hour. It's been interesting to hear this stuff. The Trost legacy in El Paso is incredible. Also, take a moment, and you have a page on Facebook. You have been doing things across Arizona. I've been watching you wander around Arizona doing
busy,
stuff.
Busy, yeah.
You're doing Trost stuff everywhere.
Yeah. So, yes, I've started now traveling around Arizona to Trost buildings, and with the help of my lovely husband, we have been doing a little bit of Facebook videoing to kind of show people what the buildings are so maybe they can get out and travel when things are safer to see the Trost building around Arizona, New Mexico.
What's the name of your page on Facebook?
Trost and Trost Architects.
Architects, okay. Margaret Smith out of Arizona, thank you for being with us on this hour. Appreciate that. We're going to go move into the Civil War, which is an interesting name.
Kind of an oxymoron.
Oh, boy. Yeah. Didn't work out that way.
Oh, look, quick question to Margaret. Margaret, if somebody has some questions about maybe owning a Trost house or looking, we had a gentleman call. We referred him to you about the doctor that was interested to find out if a house was a Trost house.
You got
the real estate was promoting it as
you got Trost. 10 seconds, Margaret.
Yeah, just actually go to the Trost Society Facebook page, leave a message there, and I can get it.
I'll
look it up for you.
Margaret Smith, take care, and we'll see you in the streets of El Paso someday. Thanks a lot.
All right.
Tell Tim hello.
You take it easy. Bernie, you're coming back and talking civil.
Yes.
War.
Yes.
Next hour.
Yes.
See you then.
Bye.
Thank you for listening to the El Paso History Show. There's another hour to go, so please stay tuned. This hour is brought to you by Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant, home of the one and only margarita, and by Patrick Tuttle Legacy Real Estate Services, 915-585-7777. By Keystone Heritage Park on Donovan Drive, 915-584-0563. By Monterey Asset Management. By Mission Del Rey, 1421 Lee Trevino, with El Paso souvenirs and gift shopping. We'll be right back after the news, right here on News Radio 690 KTSM El Paso.